time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Senate has reached a bipartisan spending deal and is expected to vote sometime Thursday on it. The bill would substantially increase spending and suspend the debt ceiling for a year. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said it marked the first sign of bipartisanship in months.
I'm pleased to announce that we have reached a two-year budget deal to lift the spending caps for defense and urgent domestic priorities far above current spending levels. There are one or two final details to work out, but all the principles of the agreement are in place. The budget deal doesn't have everything Democrats want. It doesn't have everything Republicans want, but it has a great deal of what the American people want. After months of legislative logjams, this budget deal is a genuine breakthrough. After months of fiscal brinkmanship, this budget deal is the first real sprout of bipartisanship. And it should break the long cycle of spending crises that have snarled this Congress and hampered our middle class.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell touted the increase in military spending.
The compromise we've reached will ensure that for the first time in years, our armed forces will have more of the resources they need to keep America safe. It will help us serve the veterans who've bravely served us. And it will ensure funding for important efforts such as disaster relief, infrastructure, and building on our work to fight opioid abuse and drug addiction. This bill is the product of extensive negotiations among congressional leaders and the White House. No one would suggest it is perfect, but we worked hard to find common ground and stay focused on serving the American people.
The deal would also include disaster aid funding, money to combat opioid abuse, some unspecified infrastructure funding, and an additional 4 years of money for the Children's Health Insurance Program, bringing CHIP funding up from 6 years to 10. But the Senate's bipartisan sentiment was not felt in the House. Conservatives are likely to oppose the deal, which would provide $80 billion above the spending caps for defense and $63 billion for non-defense for this year. For the next fiscal year, it would provide $85 billion more for defense and $68 billion more for non-defense. Democrats are angry that the bill offers no protections for Dreamers, prompting Nancy Pelosi to take to the House floor to deliver the longest speech in House history, more than 8 hours, in sort of a pseudo-filibuster, calling on Speaker Paul Ryan to make a commitment to allow a vote on protecting young undocumented immigrants.
Mr. Speaker, this debate is an utter waste of time. Every day, courageous, patriotic dreamers lose their status. Every day, the American dream slips further out of reach. As members of Congress, we have a moral responsibility to act now to protect dreamers who are the pride of our nation and are American in every way, but on paper. One of these young people living with uncertainty is Cesar Espinoza, a dreamer from Houston. To minister to the needs of God's creation is an act of worship. So many families affected. But most of all, let us thank and acknowledge the dreamers for their courage, their optimism, their hope, their inspiration to make America more American. Thank you, my colleagues.
White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter has resigned after his two ex-wives accused him of physical and emotional abuse.
One of the people physically closest to the president on a daily basis, White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter, resigned today after his two ex-wives came forward to the Daily Mail website with disturbing allegations of verbal and physical abuse. Rob Porter's first ex-wife, Colby Holderness, told the paper that Porter punched her after they got married back in 2003. Porter has responded in a statement that reads in part, "These outrageous allegations are simply false. I took the photos given to the media nearly 15 years ago, and the reality behind them is nowhere close to what is being described. I have been transparent and truthful about these vile claims, but I will not further engage publicly with a coordinated smear campaign." Now, Porter's second ex-wife, Jennifer Willoughby, told the Daily Mail that Porter dragged her wet and naked out of the shower to yell at her. Further, NBC News has obtained a 2010 protective order in which Willoughby told police that Porter ignored multiple requests to leave her home during their separation, that at one point he punched through a pane of glass in the door. Willoughby said she called the police afraid he was going to break in. Also today, a former White House official told NBC News that White House Chief of Staff John Kelly was aware of the allegations of abuse before the story broke. And as if this wasn't enough, Porter is reportedly dating White House Communications Director Hope Hicks, who plays a role, of course, in all public statements from the White House, including those that were sent out last night in defense of Porter.
Although Porter has resigned, he remains on the job with a departure date to be determined. I got the news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without you. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.